I'd love to hear it from you if you have used the dog park that was opened late last year in the suburb of Hammond Park in the city of Coburn. It's called Baylor Court Dog Park. It's fully enclosed. It was built with an $80,000 grant from the state government's Local Projects, Local Jobs program, plus $130,000 from the city of Coburn. At the time when it was opened, Coburn Mayor Logan Howlett said it was great to see another enclosed dog park open in the city, reflecting the community's needs and expectations of facilities to suit both small and large dogs and their exercise needs. Now, I got an email late last week from Steve saying that the dog park had been closed. There was a problem with apparently people receiving static electric shocks. It is, I'm told, built underneath power lines. Brenda uses the dog park. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time today. What's happened?
About a month ago, my boys, they often come down with us to the park just to walk our dog. And they mentioned getting electric shocks off some of the agility course pieces in there, mainly just a tyre, or not really tyre, but like a round hoop where the dogs will jump through. We didn't really take too much notice of it. They kind of just stopped playing on it until someone posted that that's what had happened, that people were getting electric shocks. So, yeah, that's what the boys had. So,
what sort of electric shock did they feel? I mean, was it sort of like a little staticky thing or something more serious?
Yeah, I asked them this morning again, and they said it just, you know, the normal electric boot you get from, I don't know, touching something.
Yeah.
They said like that, but a lot worse. So
right.
I just had assumed that it was just a normal boot. But what we had noticed, probably because my husband touched it and didn't get an electric shock, but we think because sometimes they run out there without their shoes on.
Right.
And, yeah, that's probably what's happened.
There's a video that we've seen where someone's holding up a car key and sort of lightly touching it against the drinking fountain at the water park, and it's
yeah.
You know, it makes a real sound of sort of staticky electricity that's quite constant. It's not like a one-off zap. It's sort of a constant, you know, hum.
Yeah, even when you're underneath the power lines, you can hear them just crackling and spitting kind of sound. And my husband actually works for a company, a gas company, and he says, walking underneath it with their, you know, how they have a device where they check for electricity currents in the gas lines. Even walking underneath the power lines, apparently he said it just is going off like anything. So you wonder, yeah, of course there's metal around.
So
you wonder if it's causing something.
Just explain that to me. Well, he's got special equipment that can detect electric currents, and that equipment is detecting something. Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He says even just walking underneath the power lines, it just goes crazy.
Now, Describe the location of the dog park to listeners, including me, who aren't familiar with its location.
Yeah.
Is it built right underneath power lines, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Underneath the main big power lines that go along the freeway. The big ones.
Okay. Now, I'm told the park's closed. Is that your information?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Yeah, but I'm not quite sure exactly why, but if that's what it is, I mean, I guess that is quite a safety issue.
We asked to speak to someone from the city of Coburn this morning. We've been told by their media team that no one from the parks team is available to talk to us this morning. However, they've sent us a statement which is to be attributed to Anton Lees, the council's manager of parks and environment. The statement says this: the city is aware of the issues with electric shocks at the Baylor Court Dog Park. We have earthed the drinking fountain at the park in response to a report of a resident being shocked while drinking. Western Power contacted the city last Thursday, advising of a further report regarding minor shocks. Based on potential risk, the park will be closed until further notice. Signs have been placed at the park to advise residents. An electrical engineer has been commissioned to investigate. and to issue a report with recommendations. So I don't have any information as to how long that process will take, but it does sound like the council are now taking it seriously with the additional reports from Western Power. Brenda, have you seen the campaigns on TV at the moment asking people to report electric shocks?
Not really, actually, but I don't really watch too much TV, I guess. But I'm guessing it's pretty safe. I was reading something about electric fields this morning from actual government recommendations, and it says definitely that there's magnetic fields that can cause problems, but you wonder why they'd actually put a dog park underneath. I don't know.
Quite right. All right, yeah. Brenda, thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. No worries. Thanks.
Good on you. That's Brenda. She uses the Baylor Court Dog Park in Hammond Park. There has been that public safety campaign running, and everyone remembers the tragedy of Denisha Woods. The message, the public safety message, is to report all shocks and tingles on 13 13 51. That's the Office of Energy Safety's campaign following the Denisha Woods tragedy. That appears to be what has happened here. Nothing further from the council at this stage. If you use the park, I'd love to hear from you. 922 11 882.